I'm Fess's grad and current Mizzou Tiger, Blake Holland, and this is a KJF radio production of all things Jefferson County basketball. The St. Pius Lancers.
Thornton hesitates left, comes all the way back right, gets past Lampkins, high off glass, and in, and it's a 14-point St. Pius lead.
The Jefferson Blue Jays.
Now Null on the other end of the floor, left wide open, top of the key, you betcha.
The Sekman Jaguars.
Almost a 5-second call, finally gets it into the corner, three-pointer, Abby Townsend gets it to go as she hits the deck.
The Northwest Lions.
Patient on the mid-block, decides to take on Brewer and throws up a shot right high off the glass and in.
KJF is here to bring you the action. We live for the dramatics. KJF is your home for Jefferson County basketball. Now, let's go out to the game with KJFF Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
All right, thank you, Mr. Blake Holland, for introducing our broadcast here this evening. It's the Festus Tigers and the Hillsboro Hawks boys basketball action for you tonight on at KJFF. Before this one got started, a Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Kevin Kinder, teacher at Festus, athletic guy when he attended Festus High School. He played multiple athletics, played in the band. Then he decided to give back, nurtured kids to be good, strong people, helped start the Festus wrestling program, coached in middle school, did everything he possibly could to make sure that he left his mark on Festus. And he did. And they repaid him for it by inducting him into the Festus Hall of Fame, the 25th member of the Festus R6 Hall of Fame. Teacher and major Kevin Kinder inducted between the end of the JV game and before we got warm-up started for this varsity game between Festus and Hillsboro. I got a chance to speak with some family members of Kevin Kinder, his daughter Alicia and her husband Ryan. We'll air that interview for you during halftime. They had a lot of great things to say about Mr. Kinder. Kevin Pope, who read what was said on the plaque that will go up on the wall. All those things that they said were positive, were great, they were moving. And you could tell just how big of an impact Kevin Kinder had on the Festus R6 community. So again, got a chance to speak with his daughter Alicia and her husband Ryan about the man, the teacher, the major, Mr. Kevin Kinder. All right, so we still got basketball though. That's pretty exciting. It's been a great night. They had the JV boys and they had the induction ceremony, and now we've got some varsity action. Festus Hillsboro, this will be the second meeting of the season. First one went Hillsboro's way in the third place game of the Central Christmas Tournament, 67-51. Festus, though, gets Hillsboro at home with about a week and a half to go before the end of the season, and it is a packed house here at the Tiger Gymnasium. Let's go ahead and step aside here on the Fleek's Equipment pregame show. When we come back, we will have your starting lineups and eventually the tip-off. It's Festus, it's Hillsboro, it's boys basketball in Jefferson County on KJF.
The Tango Time sales event is going on now at Toyota. And it's the perfect time to swing in for a sweet deal worth dancing about. Find your perfect partner when you take a spin in the stunning 2019 Camry. It's loaded with high-tech treats, and every drive is a thriller. Kick it up a notch in the stylish Corolla. With standard advanced safety tech, the 2019 Corolla makes for an exciting and confident drive. Tap into high-tech excitement and save with passion on your favorite models from Toyota's awesome 2019 lineup. We've got deals to twist and shout about. But hurry, get to Tango Time before our amazing deals slip away. Visit your local Toyota dealer today and learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues. Which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Have real estate to sell? Consider this.
What affects the value of your home? Location has always been important. Age, size, sale price of sold properties, and the number of similar properties for sale are also vital. Conditions now are great for sellers as there is a shortage of marketable homes. Call me, Mary Gilliam, to get an opinion on your home. Now is the time to sell.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Living a healthy life with diabetes, asthma, heart disease, or other chronic diseases can be challenging and requires personalized planning. Comtree doctors and nurses partner with you or your loved one to develop personalized health goals to achieve improved health outcomes.
Join the Comtree family tree and receive support to a healthier life. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Welcome back to Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium. Matt Greenwood for KJFF. Glad to have you with us this evening as we get ready for Hillsborough and Festus basketball. A rematch of the Central Christmas Tournament down at Park Hills third place game. Hillsborough came out on fire in that one. If I remember correctly, outscored Festus 26-4 after one quarter, and that was pretty much all she wrote. So Festus has to get off to a better start here tonight. They've got the crowd behind them, at least 85% of them. And this should be a fun one as they are announcing the starting lineups. Let's go ahead and do so. The Presbyterian Manor starting lineups, the way you want to live. We'll begin with the visiting Hawks. You got number one, Mark Moore. Number two, Ben Lampkins. Number 33, Ethan Worley. Number 32, Michael Brewer. And number 42, Evan Worley. For the Festus Tigers, their Presbyterian Manor starting five, Cole Rickerman, Colin Riando, Savez Thomas, Kobe Branscombe, and Dabrian Barker. It is Savez and Brewer to tip off on the Tiger logo at center court. Festus in their home whites, tops and bottoms with a thin yellow stripe on the left and right side of the jersey and the shorts. Savez Thomas out jumps Michael Brewer and earns the first possession of the ballgame for Festus. Quickly, the Tigers in their half court set. Dabrian Barker has it on the baseline. Brewer defending him, passes it off to Riando. Riando fouled from behind on the first shot of the game. And immediately, Mark Moore picks up number one. Colin Riando to the free throw line, a 57% shooter there, and shows on that first miss. Festus, not a bad record overall, 15-6, considering they've had or did have some downs about midway through the season as Riando misses both Coldwell Banker Holsey free throws. Rebound to the Hillsboro. Festus has righted the ship here a little bit recently. They're on a four-game winning streak. Hillsboro looking to end that here tonight is Evan Worley from the top for the key to the left corner. And a blocking foul. Rickerman got in the way of Ethan Worley illegally. 29 seconds into this game. It is scoreless. Hillsboro in possession as Lampkins peers around. Branscombe on the inbound. Finds Brewer on the wing. Lob pass to the low right block for Worley. Stolen by Thomas. Thomas up ahead to midcourt. Jump pass. Line drive into the front court, and it goes out of bounds. And one official says, Festus ball. The other one says, no. It did not get tipped. Oh, okay, I guess that official is saying it did get tipped. Okay. Early call goes the Festus way. Hillsboro lines up four defenders with their backs to the baseline. Inbound for Riando, left of the basket to Rickerman on the right wing as Festus goes right to left. Rickerman has it. Comes back to the near side for Riando. Picked up by Moore on the perimeter. Goes to the Rickerman top for the key. Back to Riando. Closer to the corner than the wing. Riando to Thomas. Pass to the elbow. Knocked away. Davrian Barker, though, collects it and gets it to Kobe Branscombe. Branscombe leading this team in three-point shooting. Both makes and takes. Riando. Middle of the floor. Line drive pass down to the right block. And blocked from behind was Barker, but Evan Worley apparently got underneath him a little bit. Oh, okay, they're going to say hit him right on the head. Couldn't hurt. Couldn't hurt Barker, that's for sure. He's got a full head of hair, and, well, it stands a little bit tall. Free throw is good for Dabrian Barker. Coach Therrell going with a little bit of a younger, more athletic player, Zach Lyles, a taller, bigger guy. Started for the Tigers to begin this year, but has been replaced by Barker in the starting five. Missed free throw, by the way, by Barker. Branscombe with a corner three. That is no good. Rebound for Hillsboro into their front court set. Left to right they go. Middle of the floor, it's Worley to the near wing for Moore. Moore gets a screen from Morley. Goes to the top of the key. Flips it to the left wing, and a three ball by Lampkins is off the mark. Thomas taps it over to Riando. Festus out and running. Riando projected his pass towards Branscombe. Brewer stole it. Up ahead, Brewer to Lampkins. Touch pass back to Brewer, and the layup is good. We've got our first 2 points of the night for Hillsboro. Nice little McDonald's fast break run there by Hillsboro. 6:05 to play in the first. It's 2-1 Hawks. Hawks in their road blues, tops and bottoms. Red numbers and white trim with red letters as well. And we have a whistle and a reach-in foul. We do. It's on Ethan Worley, number 33 for Hillsboro. And that is three team fouls by the Hawks. They have more team fouls than points. Festus has equal number of fouls to points. One. Inbound over to Thomas. Taps it over to Riando. Festus trying to slow things down here as Hillsboro looks to line up in a 1-3-1 zone. So making it really hard to get the ball down the middle. Nice touch pass around the perimeter. Rickerman down low to Thomas, but his shot is blocked. Loose ball. Barker in the paint. Flips it over to his right side, and Riando there right at the rim. Gets the shot off glass to go. 3-2. Festus on top. 5.5 to play. Lampkins goes left to the key to Worley. That's Ethan Worley. Up top to Moore. Extra pass down low to the right block. Extended for Brewer. Kept his toes in bounds along the baseline. Flips it up top to the right of the key for Lampkins. Back over to Brewer. Lob pass down low to Worley in the post. Triple team. Worley back up top. Lampkins around Branscombe to the rim. Floats it up and gets the friendly roll. Then Lampkins on the board for Hillsboro. They retake the lead 4-3 with 5 even on the first quarter clock. Rickerman, right side, freshman, drives baseline, shovels it back over his left shoulder to Thomas, floats it up in the lane, but no good. Hung on the back rim, Brewer snatched it away, though. Brewer up ahead to Lampkins. Swing pass to the near wing, three ball, back iron missed by Moore. lands off the shoulder of Dabrian Barker into the hands of Branscombe. Festus with the board. Up ahead, Riando to the baseline, bounces it off to Thomas. And Thomas from the left side gets the shot off glass to go. Savez Thomas, number 20, senior. Leader in points for Festus at around 12.3. 5-4 Tigers, 4:17 to play. Lampkins bends the knees, instead goes over to Ethan Worley. Three ball off the mark, good position Thomas. Although Worley tipped it over to his right for Moore. Moore finger rolls it but missed it. Ball tapped out towards the wing. And we have ourselves a whistle and a reach-in foul. And that is on the freshman Rickerman. That is his second personal. And immediately, Coach Therrell going to the bench. He'll bring on number 15, Austin Anderson. Inbound for Hillsboro. Down by one, 4:05 to play. Coach Johnson literally right in front of us calling out the offensive play. We are situated to the left of the scores table, and we are right behind the Hillsboro bench, slightly off to the right, I should say. And Coach Johnson is right in front of us. As the inbound goes to Hillsboro, they go into Brewer in the post. Up and under move, but he blows the layup, and Branscombe brings it down. Branscombe to the top of the key, over to the wing, Thomas. Got away with a travel on his way to the bucket, dumped it off to Barker, who misses the five-footer from the right side of the paint. Evan Worley with the rebound, stripped from behind. And they're going to call Savez Thomas, though, on the tripping foul. Five-four the score, 3:40 to play. Hillsboro down by one with possession on the opposite end of the floor from us. Hawks continuing to operate left to right in this first half. Near midcourt, it's an inbound to the backcourt. Lampkins to Moore. Moore walks it across the timeline, crosses over from right to left and goes to the left side of the floor to the wing. Dribbling with the left, back to his right, Rando picks him up. Up top to Lampkins, and his face, Branscombe. Lampkins trying to make some moves, instead has to give it up to Ethan Worley. Ethan makes his move towards the free throw line. Step back, pass off to Moore, stolen by Rando. Looking up ahead, Branscombe going to be called for traveling. Made the layup, but as soon as he received the pass, took one too many steps. And I will say this, Branscombe has a very long stride. I could see where the official might have been fooled by the long stride there. I thought it was clean, but it's not. It's a turnover for the Tigers. Still up 5-4, 3:05 to play. A much better start for Festus than the last time they played Hillsboro. Top to bottom pass, Worley to Brewer, tapped away out of bounds in front of the Hillsboro cheerleaders by Kobe Branscombe. It will stay Hillsboro basketball. 3 minutes even on the first quarter clock, brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Inbound along the baseline for Lampkins. Finds Brewer in the near corner. Brewer going around Lyles to his right. Lyles sticks with him. Brewer backs it up towards the wing. Brewer pass to midcourt for Lampkins. Tapped away by Branscombe. And they're going to call it last off of Lampkins on the over and back. I guess Lampkins had possession of it. I'm not really sure why that was over and back. I'm going to be honest with you. Because I thought Branscombe got his hands in there. Maybe he didn't. There's Branscombe saving a pass from going out of bounds. Finds Anderson. Right side of the floor, Anderson. Bounce up top to left of the key. Back over to the right, Thomas to Anderson. Anderson to Riando, still right side. Back to Anderson. A wide open three for Anderson. That's a miss off the left side of the rim. Backside rebound. Snatched away. Ethan takes away from Branscombe. 5-on-4 right now for the Hawks. Lampkins a three. It's good, but we have ourselves a whistle and an offensive foul. Ethan Worley running into the body of Anderson, knocking him over to create that space for Lampkins. Official calls it an offensive foul, and Coach Johnson's going to bring Ethan Worley off the floor. 2:22 to play in the first quarter. We've been stuck on 5-4 for the last 2 minutes. And down in the backcourt for the Tigers. Full court press there. Three Hawks meet three Tigers. Festus gets it across the line on the near side. Down to our left, Branscombe lost it, got it back to Thomas. Baseline drive, kick out to the wing, Riando. Extra pass up top to Branscombe. Branscombe gets it back from Riando. Branscombe, an elbow extended J. It's off the mark. Ball tapped around, brought in by Lampkins. Lampkins running the floor right side. Has men to his left. He finds Brewer. Brewer lost the ball through arms, but apparently got fouled in the process. Akil Muhammad, who's checked into the game, gets... Oh, beg your pardon, it's on Zach Lyles, number 42, not number 22. Lampkins looking to inbound. A five-second count is called. Coach Johnson peering at one of the officials, thinking that was 1 second too fast.
Turnover by Hillsboro and Festus here at home at the Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium, holding on to a 5-4 lead, under two to play. Inbound in the backcourt, Lyles to Riando to Thomas, back to Lyles. Crosses the front court with a pass to Branscombe. Branscombe on the near wing, right in front of Coach Johnson. Flings it over to his right for Akil Muhammad. Overhead pass to the right wing, Riando to Thomas at the free throw line. Turns his back into Evan. Forced to give it up, Thomas to Akil Muhammad. Not much of a shooter, Muhammad. More of an attacker. Forced to give it up with no lane. They go around to the far corner. Riando, touch pass down low to Lyles in the mid-block. Fadeaway is no good. 1:23 to play. Brewer bringing the ball up the floor for Hillsboro. Crosses over right to left. Into the paint, picked up by Lyles. Forced to pass it off to the wing, Lampkins. Lampkins back to Brewer. Slings it over to his right for Moore. Brewer for the screen. Moore to the left. Moore back to his right. Outside the rectangle. Tries a wraparound bounce pass. Lyles too big. Deflects it. Gets it to Branscombe. Up ahead. Branscombe at the rim. Fouled. And he'll go to the line for two. Kobe Branscombe leading the Tigers in free throws made and free throws attempted. 74 made, 123 attempted. Good for 60%. Here he is with a chance to earn some free points for the Tigers at the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line, where they move this town. Online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Nothing but net on the first free throw by Branscombe. Sebastian Thomas going to get his first breather of the night as Dabrian Barker back in. It's Barker, Lyles, Akil, Collin, and Branscombe. And Branscombe just hit his second free throw, and it's 7-4 Tigers, 1 minute to play. Quick inbound for Hillsboro, already into the front court set, and a Lampkins three ball that spins off the rim. Loose ball there, Akil Muhammad hits the deck. And I believe traveling was called on Muhammad. He thought he got fouled. I could see why he would think so, considering he jumped up and came down and landed on the floor. His backside on the floor at that. Still, though, it's Hillsboro ball on the travel call on Muhammad. Lampkins crossing over right to left, left side of the floor. Brewer now with it. Brewer into the body of Branscombe, knocked him 10 feet back. Brewer gives it up top to Moore. Extra pass right down low to Evan Worley. Easy kiss off the window is good for Evan Worley, and he has his first 2 points of the night. And with 27 seconds to go, it's Hillsboro down by one. Crossing the Tiger logo is Branscombe. Gives it up to Muhammad. Skip pass off the floor into the corner for Barker. Flings it all the way back up top to Riando. Riando near midcourt with 13 seconds to play. Turns to Coach Therrell, still dribbling with the right hand. Therrell squats. Riando standing tall. Flings it over to the left elbow, Lyles. To Branscombe on the wing. Gets the screen at the elbow by Lyles. 3 seconds to go. Branscombe gets it back from Riando. A three ball. It's short. And that's how the first quarter ends. Hillsboro outscored Festus 26-4 in the third place game of the Central Christmas Tournament way back in December. But after one period, it's the Tigers on top here at home, 7-6. We're back in 30 seconds for the second quarter.
Where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Matt Greenwood, 4 a.m. 1400 KJF, 7-6 Tigers leading Hillsboro. Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Well, if you didn't know, now you do. Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000 or visit jeffco.edu today. I want to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to broadcast this Festus Hillsboro basketball game here tonight. Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, we thank you. Also, Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, Potosi Lumber, Bryant Restoration of Farmington, Papa Bluff, Mario's Italia of Farmington, McDonald's, as well as the Dough Run Company. Let me tell you a little bit about New Era Bank as well, as we have a malfunction on the backboard, on the stanchion, as a matter of fact, on the Festus scoring side. They had to bring a ladder out and adjust some sort of strap.
I guess maybe the strap came off when Branscombe missed the three, and then Dabrian Barker, just for fun, threw the ball up from the baseline and hit something on the back of the stanchion. That'd be my guess. Anyway, the maintenance man got a nice little round of applause there, as well he should. But anyway, back to New Era Bank, our tip-off sponsor, which again was won by the Tigers. It is easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. That is New Era Bank, member FDIC. Hillsborough begins the second quarter with the ball. Left to right they go. Middle of the floor, Brewer lost it briefly, gets it back. Hickson into the game, Garrett Pinkley into the game for Hillsborough. Touches the ball, goes over left to Moore. Moore lobs it down low to Worley, gathers himself and goes up strong and gets the shot off glass to go. Evan Worley at about 6'7", tallest player on the floor here tonight. Able to get the two right at the rim. 7:25 to play, Hillsborough up 8-7. Near side of the floor, down to our left, Branscombe. Branscombe bounces it to the low block extended Thomas. Step back, fade away, 15-footer in your face, Michael Brewer, says Savez. He's got four. 9-8 Tigers back on top. Oh, Lampkins crosses over Branscombe beautifully, kicks it to the corner. Brewer attacks hard to the paint, floats it up over Dabrian Barker and gets the friendly roll. If Branscombe didn't have tape tightened pretty tight around his ankles, might have broken something there on that Mark Moore crossover. Fess is in possession, down by one, 6:45 to play. Branscombe along the perimeter, goes to the corner for Riando. One dribble to Barker behind the free throw line, at the knees, the pass to Muhammad, has to chase it down at midcourt. Muhammad to the free throw line, gets away with a shove, rises, and hits the free throw jumper. Hillsborough wants to run. Already into the half court. Garrett Pinkley sets a screen for Lampkins. Lampkins to Pinkley, touch pass down low to Worley, and a whistle and a foul. Evan Worley at 6'7", Savez Thomas at about 6'3". It's too much to handle for Savez. Might start seeing Hillsborough feed the big men. There's Brewer from Worley. Speaking of, there's a kiss off the window and in from Michael Brewer from the left side. Nice little inbound play there. Beautifully run by Hillsborough. Michael Brewer with six now. Steal in the front court. Lob pass on the alley-oop from the left side to the right side. Brewer, though, can't slam it home with one hand. Picks up the loose ball, flings it over to the right side for Garrett Pinkley, who touches it to Moore for the easy layup. 14-11 Hillsborough. Moore steals it in the backcourt, throws it high up onto the ceiling here at Ralph B. Tynes. And that will be Festus basketball. That would have been a beautiful alley-oop if Brewer could have brought it down. It would have been a tomahawk one-hander, which would have been something pretty spectacular, but the throw was a little too high from Lampkins. However, Mark Moore still, after a good rundown of the ball in the corner by Brewer, Mark Moore still benefited, and the Hillsborough offense benefited from the hustle there. And Coach Therrell had to call a timeout. All timeouts this season brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's at St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Festus led 7-6 after one. Hillsborough on an 8-4 run to start the second quarter. Out of the timeout for Coach Therrell and the Tigers, it's Rickerman, Branscombe, Riando, Lyles, and Barker. Riando takes the inbound. Flips it forward to Branscombe in the front court of the volleyball line. Branscombe turns and gives it right back. Riando over to Rickerman, who saw the first 2 minutes of action, then took a seat with two fouls. But he's back in. Rickerman looking to take a pass from Riando. Riando looking to find him, finally does. Rickerman over to his right. Branscombe not in a shooting position, goes to the elbow for Barker. And then throws a pass to Rickerman, whose shot is swatted right out of midair by Michael Brewer and into the first row. Chance from the Hillsborough student section. Couldn't quite make out what they were saying, but it had something to do with that block. 5:15 to play in the second quarter. 14-11 Hillsborough. Branscombe dribbling. Lampkin stays in front. Branscombe to the corner. Pinkley picks him up there. Up top to Rickerman. Extra pass to the near side of Riando. To the free throw line, Barker. Barker takes on Evan Worley. Goes up strong, but missed the iron. Went hard off the backboard there. Here's Brewer running the floor for Hillsborough. Gets around Barker, flips it up,
hung on the front rim, rolls out to the right, and Worley there to scoop it up and score. Evan Worley gets the two. Hillsborough starting to dominate down low. Festus got away with the travel as Lyles didn't have his feet set on the pass from Riando, but Festus keeps it down 16-11. 4:33 to play. Rickerman wraps his arm around Moore to the top of the key. Rickerman gets it back from Lyles on the near side. Over to Lyles to Branscombe on the wing. Branscombe dribbling with the left hand. Drew a double in the paint. The double dropped off. Evan Worley stuck with him, but Branscombe too much for him. Pivoted twice. Branscombe finally able to lay it up underneath Worley. Now Branscombe steals it. Misses the layup, though, from the right side. Loose ball chased into the corner by Riando to Lyles. Line drive pass to the cutting Barker. Loose ball there around the free throw line. And a whistle and a foul. Either a whistle and a foul or a whistle because of a tie-up. I believe it's a tie-up. Possession arrow favors the Tigers. Lyles is off the floor for Festus. Back on is Akil Muhammad. Inbound right in front of us for Branscombe. Hillsborough in their 2-3 zone set. Inbound to Riando, middle of the floor as Festus goes right to left. Now on the right side, Rickerman dribbles to the left side. Stops there, goes back right shoulder to Muhammad. Muhammad, line drive, pass down low. Brewer tips it to himself and collects it. Goes to Moore. Moore crossing the timeline, right side of the floor. Skips into a layup try, gets it to go, and takes the foul. Mark Moore with a beautiful drive, a beautiful flip, and a beautiful score. And he's to the free throw line for an and one. Mark Moore, a 90% free throw shooter. He's made 63 of 70 taken. So it's just about a guarantee, isn't it, that he hits this free throw. He does. No broadcaster's jinx there. 19-13, Hawks their largest lead of the night. Festus led 7-6 after one. Little backcourt press there by Hillsborough, broken nicely by the Tigers. Now it's Riando, middle of the floor with 3.5 to play. Over to Rickerman, right side. Rickerman got away with a travel in the paint. Pivoted, found Muhammad on the wing. Muhammad dribbled it at his foot. Ball kicked around. The last kick by Muhammad. And it will be Hillsborough basketball. Coach Therrell wants to sub in Savez Thomas for Muhammad. And a little kid got loose from the opposite side of the stands. Yeah, he's good now. Assisted to his mother by Evan Worley. Hillsborough's inbounded it now, and they have it in the half court. With it is Lampkins, shielded there by Branscombe. Goes up top to Moore. Moore drives the left side all the way to the cup. Flings it up, no good. And a loose ball over the back foul going to go on Hillsborough. That's on Evan Worley, his second personal. Evan Worley has done a really nice job since transferring with his brother Ethan from Windsor to Hillsborough as Worley comes off the bench or off the floor. Evan Worley, 25 blocks in just 7 games played for Hillsborough. Michael Brewer has 27 in 21 games played. So Evan's certainly going to catch up to him on that front. It's Festus' ball after the over-the-back foul called on Evan Worley, who, as I said, is on the bench now. Festus in possession at the volleyball line. It is Branscombe. Branscombe gets a high ball screen from Thomas, frees him up for a 3-ball from the right of the key. No good, a little too strong, and a fight for the rebound. Barker going to pick up a cheap foul. Garrett Pinkley will walk up the floor to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw bonus. Garrett Pinkley, only 14 free throws taken this year, 64% from it. First one is up and no good, and that's fair game. And Barker brings it down and then tried to find Thomas to his left, and Thomas wasn't looking. Thomas was 40 feet up the floor. Ball went out of bounds in front of the Festus bench. It will be Hillsborough basketball. Then Lampkins to inbound just to the right of the scorer's table, left of the Festus bench. Flips it into the backcourt for Moore. Moore left to right for Hillsborough and gets called for a double dribble sort of a carry. Mark Moore, he did something wrong. He just was kind of stuck in between one or two dribbling violations.
kind of comical. Maybe not for Mark Moore, but for us at least. It's Festus ball. It's Branscombe down to our left between the wing and the corner. Gives it up to Thomas, elbow extended left side. Wants to work on Brewer, lost the ball into the paint. Still fighting for it. Savez caught underneath, creates some space with the elbow, throws up a shot, no good. But a backside mid-air put back off the glass by Riando. And Festus keeping it close, down 19-15 with 1:54 and counting in this first half. Lampkins over to the left side. Brewer ducked his shoulder into the chest of Riando on his way to the 10 and got called for the offensive foul, and that's his second. A bigger part of that's his first. It is a very loud crowd. Student sections for both schools going back and forth. This ball game in the first quarter was a back and forth. Hillsborough taking a little bit of a charge in the second quarter, but Festus has fought their way back to a four-point deficit. Rickerman airmails Branscombe, chased down in the front court or in the back court by Moore, goes all the way to the bucket, laid it up high off glass, made it. And what are they going to call here, an offensive foul or a blocking foul? It's a blocking foul on Branscombe. It took two officials to talk things over. And that was in the act of shooting. The home crowd does not like the call. One of those bang-bang calls. Officials also talking and saying, yes, we will count the basket. So this will be another and-one opportunity for Mark Moore. He converted his last one a few minutes ago. And the 90% free throw shooter misses off the back iron, but it's reeled in by Isaac Riednauer. Back to Moore, caught underneath the basket, finds Lampkins wide open for a three, and Lampkins drains it. 24-15 Hillsborough, 1:10 to play. Branscombe nearly lost it in the backcourt for Festus, but corrals it, goes up ahead to Riando. Back to Branscombe on the near side of the floor as Festus operates right to left. Branscombe into the corner, Thomas. Thomas puts his hands on Pinkley. Pinkley sticks with him. Thomas forced to pass it off to the wing for Branscombe. 53 seconds to go. Branscombe off his right hip to Rickerman, right side of the floor. Rickerman with a left-hand dribble is going to be bumped there on the left side of the paint. And it's on number 15, Garrett Pinkley. That's his second personal. Coach Therrell is going to take Branscombe off the floor as well as Barker. He's going to bring Lyles. Oh, no, he's not going to take Branscombe off. He's just going to take Dabrian Barker off and put Lyles in there. Rickerman was fouled, went to the free throw line for a 1-1, but missed the free throw. Festus has to get these free points when they're given. Unable to capitalize, Festus. They missed three free throws in the first quarter as well, so they could only be down by five. Instead, with those missed free throws, they're down by nine. 30 seconds to play, no shot clock in high school ball. Hillsborough can run this out with a 2-3 zone by the Tigers. Hillsborough not in any rush. Coach Johnson points his fingers at his chin. 15 seconds to play. Brewer still with it, now gives it up to Lampkins. Wearing the white sleeves on both legs. Lampkins to Brewer, back to Lampkins from straight away. Three ball spins out, 4 seconds. Loose ball underneath. Pinkley goes back up with a shot. Riednauer, it's no good. And after all that contact, no foul was called. It'll be Festus ball as that missed shot by Riednauer went out of bounds. And then on the inbound for Festus, Branscombe traveled with it. Lyles got it to Branscombe, looked up at the clock, shuffled his feet in the process. So with 0.6 seconds left, it'll be Hillsborough to get one final shot up. Look for the lob to Brewer or Riednauer. Both are really tall. There's the lob to Brewer, tipped around by Lyles. Brewer throws it up right at the buzzer. Would not have counted if it had gone. Festus had a 7-6 halftime lead, first quarter lead, and they're down 24-15 after the first half. So coming up on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show, we'll have your first half stats, just points only, and then we will air the interview with Kevin Kinder's family, his daughter Alicia, her husband Ryan, and their good friend Rich. Rich didn't say anything, but Alicia and Ryan had some kind words, some motivating words for her father, his father-in-law, who passed away last May, And as a result of his greatness here at the Festus R6 School District, he was honored by being inducted into the Hall of Fame. I got a chance, like I said, to speak to Alicia and Ryan, and we'll air that interview coming up as well for our Midwest Sports Center halftime show. But first, we'll take a break here. We'll come back in 90 seconds, and then we'll dive into the stats, and then eventually we'll get to the interview as well. So that's what's coming up on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. It's Hillsboro 24, Festus 15. We're back in just a bit.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
The Tango Time sales event is going on now at Toyota. And it's the perfect time to swing in for a sweet deal worth dancing about. Find your perfect partner when you take a spin in the stunning 2019 Camry. It's loaded with high-tech treats, and every drive is a thriller. Kick it up a notch in the stylish Corolla. With standard advanced safety tech, the 2019 Corolla makes for an exciting and confident drive. Tap into high-tech excitement and save with passion on your favorite models from Toyota's awesome 2019 lineup. We've got deals to twist and shout about. But hurry, get to Tango Time before our amazing deals slip away. Visit your local Toyota dealer today and learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Josh Harris is the owner of Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. For on the road, off the road, or on the water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center. We might as well add great financing too, right, Josh?
That's right. It's not just about the great products that we carry or the great prices we can get you on the product, but it's also how much money I can save you on financing. I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you, Mark, we've got financing as low as 0% on select off-road models. Stop in and see us right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Matt Greenwood at Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium, home of the Festus Tigers. They trail right now 24-15 at the Midwest Sports Center break. After leading 7-6 after one quarter, let's go ahead and dive into your Bloomsdale Bank stats. Connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. We'll have to make this quick. Let's see here. We'll begin with the Festus Tigers. You got Colin Riando, Savez Thomas, and Kobe Branscombe, three of the five starters for Coach Therrell, each with 4 points. Then also another starter, Dabrian Barker, has one. And Akil Muhammad off the bench has two. That's a total of 15. For the Hillsboro Hawks, four of their five starters have scored. No bench points, though, for Coach Johnson, but he's got seven from Mark Moore, all coming in the second quarter, six from Evan Worley, and six from Michael Brewer, and then five from Ben Lampkins. So, again, it's 24-15 at the break. Let's go ahead and step aside here for a brief moment. When we come back, my interview with Alicia Kinder, or I guess that's her maiden name, Alicia Kinder. Alicia is the daughter of Kevin Kinder, who passed away last year but made a great impact as a teacher, as a military serviceman, made a great impact on Festus in their school district, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame earlier tonight. So got a chance to talk to his daughter and her husband, so we'll air that next here on KJF.
Chad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood on KJEV speaking to some family members of Kevin Kinder, Major Kevin Kinder, being inducted in the Hall of Fame here today at Festus. And we've got Alicia, his daughter, and her husband Ryan, and then a good friend in Rich. And I want to start off talking to you, Alicia. Just kind of give us, for those outside the Festus community, give us an idea as to kind of who Mr. Kinder was and what made him such a great person.
I don't know where to begin. He's just an amazing person, very well-rounded, lovable, in tune with the kids, into helping others in the community, family, very motivating to others, from the lowest to the highest person. It didn't matter who it was. You were somebody to him, and he would, you know, take the initiative to speak and talk to you and encourage you. Just an amazing person.
And that's a lot of good things to say about him. And, you know, Festus, I guess, feels the same exact way, and that's why they're inducting him into their Hall of Fame. When they reached out to you about this idea to put your father into the Hall of Fame, what kind of went through your head? What has this last year or so been like to know that this night was eventually going to come?
I was anxious, nervous. It's been a rough year. I wish he was here to accept the award and here to see himself being honored. It's amazing. He would have been happy with this because born and raised in Festus, came back. He took pride in working with the students, teaching here, working with the district, and it's a great honor. So I wish he was here to be able to see it for himself.
Alicia, I want to get a word from your husband, Ryan. I know you didn't know him as long as, obviously, his daughter did, but obviously, you know, you marry into the family and you get to know who the father is, you get to know who the mother is. Obviously, Kevin Kinder being inducted in the Hall of Fame here. Tell us about the man that you got to meet, got to spend time with, got to be a part of his family.
Mr. Kinder was, he was a leader. He was encouraging, and he was always intentional in what he did. There was always a meaning or purpose behind his decisions and why he did something and his intent. He always wanted to build people up. Never saw him tear anybody down. He always looked at children as if they were the greatest things in the world. He could see something in children that nobody else can see. Even if somebody said that they were a problem child, he can see something else.
That's why you become a teacher, right? To nurture kids, help them become something better than maybe they might believe they can be. So obviously, it seems like sort of the running theme about Mr. Kinder is that he was able to do that for those kids and for you guys. So, I appreciate you guys spending time with us and talking to us. And
We'll let you enjoy the induction ceremony.
Okay, thank you.
Can I give your thoughts?
That is Rich, Alicia, Rich, Mr. Kinder's good friend, Alicia, his daughter, and her husband Ryan speaking to us here on KJFF. We'll have the second half coming up next.
Sylvester Thomas and Evan Worley have traded buckets for their respective sides as we have a minute into this third quarter. Brewer misses a layup. Branscombe, 60-foot pass forward. Thomas brings it down, lets two defenders fly by, and sticks it home from the right side with the left hand. Welcome back to Ralph B. Times Gymnasium. Matt Greenwood here at Festus High School. 6:40 to play. It's 26-19 in this third quarter. Hillsborough on top. They're operating right to left in this second half, and they have it on the far side of the floor. Skip pass. Worley to Moore. Moore drives to the paint. Floats it up with the right hand. Short. Rickerman, freshman, brings it down. Got wrapped up by Moore for the first foul of the second half. That's Mark Moore's second personal foul. It was 7-6 Festus after 1, 24-15 at the break. Right now it's a touchdown lead for Hillsborough at 26-19. Left to right, go the Tigers. Riando holding the ball in his right hand, goes to the high elbow for Dabrian Barker. Back to Riando, right of the key. Flips it left wing for Rickerman. Touch pass to Thomas. Thomas spins on Worley, goes with the offhand finger roll. That's a beautiful move by Savez Thomas. They are feeding Savez. Maybe that'll be a t-shirt one day. Hashtag feed Savez. He's got six here in the third, and it's 26-21. Hillsborough looking to extend. Ethan Worley, jump pass down little Brewer, doubled up. Not good enough, though. Brewer through the bodies, up off glass and in for two. He's got eight. Festus in the front court. Left to right again they go. 5:35 to play. Thomas takes on Worley into his chest. Throws it up high off the window and in. Boy, Savez Thomas with a nice little post-up paint move with a pivot there and then just hooked it up off glass and in. And now Savez Thomas is hurt. Evan Worley came down on his head. There's Brewer laying it up and in. Savez Thomas is grabbing his head. Evan jumped past it, found his brother Ethan. Ethan to Brewer. Brewer able to rattle it home. But in the meantime, again, Evan, who passed it off, landed on the head of Thomas. It's going to take him a second to get up here. Bucket does count. And Thomas is up. Appears to be okay. is the score with 5:21 to play. It looks like Thomas is going to stay in this game, so that's good news. Oh, nope. That's right. If you get injured, you got to be off for a second, at least until the next dead ball. So Thomas comes off. Akil Muhammad takes his place. Inbound in the backcourt for Festus. 5:17 to play in this third quarter. We finally get to resume as Branscombe has it in the front court, far side. 5 feet behind the wing, gives it to Riando, to Rickerman, top of the key, to Muhammad. Bounce pass to the corner from the wing, and it's tipped away and out of bounds. It will stay Festus ball as Dabrian Barker will inbound it just to the right of the Festus bench. By the way, we were able to get video of the induction ceremony for teacher and major Kevin Kinder. We'll put that up on our MIMO Info YouTube page later on this evening for those of you that weren't able to attend to see it. Attacking from the wing is Muhammad, and he finger rolls it over a pair of arms up and off glass. And Akil Muhammad has four off the bench for the Tigers. Down by five. Loose ball underneath. Lampkins lost it. Muhammad scoops it up. Crosses the timeline. Near side of the floor. Muhammad picks up his dribble. 30 feet away from the basket. Bounces it to Branscombe. Ethan Worley almost got it. Branscombe flips it over to the baseline for Riando. Dribbled low. Nearly lost it up top to Rickerman. Slings it over to the left corner. Three ball to kill Muhammad. Flexing the right arm as he drains the three. And the Tigers are now down by just two. In the post, Evan Worley lost it. Stripped by Branscombe. Chance to tie for Festus. Rickerman, left corner, into the paint, got away with a travel. Leaner is good in the paint from 5 feet out, and we are all squared up at 30 apiece. Cole Rickerman, the freshman guard, with his first 2 points of the night. 3:48 to play. Good start to this third for the Tigers. Ethan Worley looking for the step back from straight away. Rickerman sticks with him. Worley gives it up to Lampkins, who turns his body into the defender as he shovels it off to Brewer. Up top to Evan Worley. Now to the left wing for Ethan, his brother, twin brother at that. Here's Ethan spinning off. Rickerman lost him 3 feet away and then faded to his left. And able to get that shot up and good from 7 feet out. Ethan Worley, his first 2 points of the night. Hillsborough back up top, 32-33, 12 to play. Left to right go the Tigers. Far side of the floor in the corner, Riando. To the high elbow, Branscombe. Bounce pass to Barker. Barker, wraparound pass down low to Muhammad, who blows the layup. Ball tipped around and last touched out of bounds along the baseline by Evan Worley. It will stay Fess's ball as Ethan Worley comes off. Inbound for Riando. Evan keeps his back turned to the inbounder. Riando throws it up over the 6'7" arms to Branscombe. Over to Muhammad, left corner, floater from the baseline. Right outside the paint, gets wedged between the rim and the backboard, which means tie-up, which means it's Hillsborough basketball. So the possession arrow will favor Festus next time there's a tie-up or a wedge. 2:52 to play, Brewer in the post. Gets into the paint and then got fouled by Akil Muhammad. Muhammad trying to assist on the defense. Barker, a little bit undersized for Michael Brewer, and in the process of helping out his teammate, Akil Muhammad picks up his first personal foul. Inbound for Ben Lampkins, just to the left of the basket. 4 second count, gets it to Brewer in the corner, hands it right back to Lampkins. Lampkins, a senior just like Brewer, sharpshooter from the perimeter, only has one so far tonight. He's taken three attempts at the top of the circle. It is Lampkins over to the right wing for Garrett Pinkley. Extra pass to Brewer in the corner. Starts to his left, comes back to his right, gets all the way to the rim, and got tripped up by Akil Muhammad. Brewer's claiming that he was going up for a shot. And I think after having a quick conversation with the official that made the foul call, another one comes in, helps out that guy, and they agree. Free throws for Brewer. And the first Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw is good. Brewer getting the friendly bounce on that one. Second free throw is no good. Long rebound out towards the free throw line. Gabriel Barker able to poke it over to Branscombe. Crossing the timeline, Branscombe goes to his right for Riando. Back up. Top to Muhammad, to Riando along the wing, to Thomas in the paint. Five bodies around him. Thomas throws up a wild shot, no good. Pinkley gets the board underneath, flings it up ahead to Lampkins. Lampkins all the way to the 10, and an offensive foul on Lampkins. Got the layup to go, but ran right over Akil Muhammad. And Coach Therrell wants a 60-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. You'll love how this game's headed. We're inside of 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 33-30, Hillsborough on KJO.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
The talk of Jefferson County, Straight Talk, AM 1400 KJFF, Festus Crystal City, Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Green, we're back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. Want to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to broadcast this Hillsborough Festus basketball game where the Hawks hold a 33-30 lead here in the third. All right, that list includes Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Jefferson College of Hillsborough,
for the YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, as well as Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington, and Home Bulls and Spas of Weddington. Coach Therrell called the 60-second timeout. Tigers have the ball into the front court, middle of the floor, Riando. Flips it over to the left side wing for Muhammad. Starts his move to the rim. No one could keep up with him. Muhammad, though, blows the layup, lands in front of a Hillsborough cheerleader who puts her back to the wall as the action resumes here. Lampkins to the mid-block extended, left side of the floor, dumps it off to the corner for Garrett Pinkley, who is able to warm his way into the paint. And the baby hook there from 5 feet away is good. So Garrett Pinkley with his first 2 points of the night. And Hillsborough back up five. 1:23 to play. Sylvester Thomas in the corner. Starts his move towards the rim. Worley cuts him off. Step back jumper. No good. Loose ball to the baseline. Mid-air save by Thomas. To Barker. Back to Thomas. Up top to Riando. Down low to Barker. Barker up over Evan Worley. Took a shot to the right eye, but still got the shot to go. Dabrian Barker showing off his post moves. As Mark Moore rises for a three for Hillsborough, that's no good. Long rebound out into the corner, last touch by Lampkins. It will be Festus basketball. Cole Rickerman set to check back in for the Tigers as Sylvester Thomas comes off the floor. Two defenders in the backcourt for Hillsborough. Festus has done a pretty nice job of handling the full court press. There were a couple of spots in the second quarter where they did not, and it cost him a few points. But again, here in the second half, doing a good job of coming back. Down by three. A roundhouse layup. Midair, Muhammad missed the shot. Got his own rebound. Put back is good. Akil Muhammad coming alive offensively here in the third quarter. He's got 7-9 for the game. 23 seconds to play. Hillsborough up by one. Garrett Pinkley trying to feed Evan Worley. No can do. Up top to Moore. Slips one to Lampkins on the right wing. Over to Pinkley. Pinkley runs over Branscombe. No call. That'll free up Lampkins at the top. Lampkins three ball. Back iron miss. Barker rebounds. Has a teammate wide open up ahead. It's Riando. Collects it. Finger rolls it home off glass. And then the Tigers lead. 3 seconds inbound near midcourt. Now to the wing. Lampkins throws up a shot. No good. That's how you end a quarter, you take a long rebound, you go to the McDonald's transition game, and you get yourself a layup right at the buzzer. 36-35, Festus leads. We got 8 minutes to go to decide this one here on KJF.
Whether you're looking to win, beat a time, or simply cross the finish line, the Jefferson County Wise Indoor Triathlon is the perfect fit. On Sunday, February 24th, all fitness levels can participate in the triathlon, which consists of a 400-meter swim in the Wise Indoor Pool, a 10-mile bike on a facility cycling bike, and a 3-mile run on a treadmill. The Wise Indoor Triathlon is an opportunity to experience a unique challenge, whether that be by yourself or a team of three. For more information or to register, call 636-931-9622 or stop by the Jefferson County YMCA.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Greenwood back on KJFF. Festus taking a long rebound on a missed three by Ben Lampkins. Good heads-up play by Dabrian Barker. Found Riando all alone up ahead for an easy layup with 3 seconds to go. And Hillsborough could not get up a shot before the end of the third, and so 36-35, Festus. Inbound near midcourt for the Tigers. They go left to right here in this fourth quarter. We'll see how this one concludes. It's Rickerman over to Muhammad on the wing. Into the corner for Thomas. Ball above his head, bounces it to the wing for Muhammad. Up top to Riando. Riando to Rickerman, swinging it into the corner for Branscombe. Branscombe takes on Evan Worley to the mid-block, through the paint, pass out to the corner. Riando cut off along the baseline attack. Back over his shoulder to Branscombe. He is cut off at the rim. Mid-air pass to Thomas, who has no lane either, and forced to give it up to Muhammad. Back to Thomas. Then Thomas, baseline drive up and under Brewer and the rim. Finger rolls it home from the left side. So that's Thomas with 10 second half points and a layup for Evan Worley as Thomas hit the floor. 38-37 Tigers. Much improved from the last time they played Hillsborough, which was in the Park Hill Central Christmas Tournament third place game where Hillsborough beat them 67-51. The players were hurt after that loss.
They did not want to get embarrassed like that again, and they are putting on a nice show here as Rickerman misses a three. Ball will bounce up off the rim, off the fingertips of Brewer, over the backboard and out of bounds, and it will be Tigers basketball. One-point lead for Festus. Branscombe, the designated inbounder, surveys. Excuse me, that is Riando to Branscombe. Branscombe along the wing, no pass. Skip pass to the right of the key for Rickerman. Rickerman is going to be stuffed at the rim by Evan Worley. That'll lead to a fast break. Moore over Thomas misses a layup. Evan Worley, backside rebound, putback try is good. Evan Worley, his 27th block of the season for Hillsborough, creates a McDonald's fast break and capitalizes on a missed Moore layup. Evan Worley doing it all for Hillsborough. Scramble underneath. So that's Thomas lost it. Hillsborough collects it. Up by one, the blue and the red. Lampkins pass over to the wing for Moore, and it's too hot to handle. Moore cannot handle the hot potato there from Lampkins. It goes out of bounds right in front of the first row of the Festus student section. And it's Tigers ball. Coach Johnson at Hillsborough adjusting the pants. This is a tight one. 6:05 to play. 1-point lead for Hillsborough. Tigers, Branscombe. Pass to the mid-block extended for Rickerman. Tipped up into the air by Brewer. Then Rickerman has to save it from going out of bounds, but right into the arms of Brewer. Brewer to Lampkins. Lobs it forward to the right block. Worley collects himself and puts it up off glass. Evan Worley with 6 fourth-quarter points. 8 in the second half, 14 for the ballgame. 5:40 to play. It's a 3-point lead for Hillsborough. This is crunch time for the Tigers. Got to go these next 2 minutes and keep it close. Otherwise, Hillsborough could run away. Branscombe, right side of the floor. Pass to the corner, Riando. No shot. To the elbow, Thomas. Back to Riando. Trying to get Barker down low. Barker takes the pass, lost it. Ball to the near wing, or the far wing, I should say. Scooped up by Mark Moore. So turnover there by Festus. Moore to the top of the circle. Is going to bring it back to the Tiger logo at midcourt. Moore wants a screen from Evan Worley, gets it, goes around it with a left-hand dribble. Kick pass to the corner for Lampkins. Up top to Garrett Pinkley, and a stale half-court set by Hillsborough forces Coach Johnson to call a timeout. 5:02 to play in this fourth quarter. Hillsborough 41, Festus 38. We're back in 30.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Welcome back to Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium. Matt Greenwood with you on KJFF. 5 minutes to play in this ballgame. It's Hillsborough 41, Festus 38. The Hawks looking to go 3-0 in the large schools conference while Festus trying to keep their conference title hopes alive at 2-1. Currently would be 3-1 with a win and have the game in hand on Hillsborough. Mark Moore, top of the circle, forced to shovel it off with the left hand to Worley. Worley to Garrett Pinkley, who's getting some minutes here in the second half. Pinkley quickly gives it up to Mark Moore on the right side of the floor as Hillsborough. Right to left they go. Pass to the corner. Brewer tipped out of bounds by Barker into the fourth row. It will stay Hillsborough basketball. On the floor for the Hawks, it is Lampkins, Brewer, Evan Worley, Mark Moore, and Garrett Pinkley. On the defense for the Tigers, it's Barker, Branscombe, Muhammad, Savez, Thomas, and Riando. Inbound. Lampkins, free throw line, back over his right shoulder to the wing for Pinkley, up top to Worley. Worley hands it off to Moore. 4:20 to play in the fourth. Dump down low to Brewer. And the bounce pass back towards the corner for Lampkins, kicked out of bounds by Branscombe. And again, Hillsborough to inbound from the corner. Okay, they moved him out of the corner and to the baseline. Lampkins had a 5-second count, called him in on him earlier, able to flip that one to the opposite side of the floor for Evan Worley. To Moore near midcourt, starts from the right of the floor to the left, goes back to the right with a pass for Lampkins. Lampkins lost the dribble, gets it back and flings it up off glass and in. Ben Lampkins with his first 2 points of the second half. Hillsboro up 43-38. Entry pass to Barker in the post is kicked away out of bounds. It will stay Fess's ball. And Coach Therrell is going to bring Akil Muhammad off the floor and bring on the freshman Cole Rickerman. Rickerman leading the team in two categories this season. That's three-pointers made and three-pointers attempted. He's made 40. He's thrown up 124. That was before coming into this game. In the post, it's Savez Thomas. Go back to what you're good at. They feed Thomas, and he flips it up over Evan Worley and gets the friendly rattle. Tigers back down by three, 3:35 to play. Only two games left in the season. For Hillsboro, three for Festus. None more important at this moment than this one for these two. The rest will come for sure. Here's Lampkins on the Tiger logo midcourt. Flips it over to his right for Moore. Moore gets past Riendo all the way to the 10. Branscombe meets him there. Bad shot. Garrett Pinkley, backside rebound. Putback try. Too strong off glass. Brewer down low. Collects it. And we got ourselves a whistle, and I don't know why. It's on Barker. And the basket's going to count. I did see the ball go in, but man, that was so well after the fact. Coach Therrell is red in the face. Brewer to convert the and one, and he swishes it home. I don't know about that one counting. 46-40, Hillsboro, 3:05 to play. Branscombe, left side of the floor in the front court. Bounce pass to the wing, Rickerman. To Barker along the baseline, to the mid block for Thomas. Got whacked in the face, no call, missed the shot. Branscombe with a rebound, put back, no good, but a foul. And Savez Thomas is in real pain. I don't know if it's physical pain or mental pain from not getting any calls, from constantly getting hit in the face. He had Evan Worley land on his head earlier in this ball game, but he's trying to shake it off. Branscombe can help him heal by taking his time at the free throw line. Branscombe, a 60% free throw shooter, has made the most and taken the most free throws for the Tigers this year, and he gets the first one to go through. Branscombe, a pretty quiet night overall. Got 5 points. Make it six with that Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw. Branscombe currently second on the team in points per game at 12. He's being held underneath that by a good Hillsboro defense. 46-42 Hawks. The blue and red have the lead. It's Garrett Pinkley, top of the circle, over to the right for Brewer. Brewer gives it up, sets the screen, gets it back from Lampkins, goes up with a two-hand slam, and Thomas rejects it. Loose ball picked up by Garrett Pinkley, his putback try, and he is fouled. The shot no good. Michael Brewer, future Southern Miss pitcher slash first baseman, got rejected on a two-handed slam by Savez Thomas, but unfortunately, the ball fell into the right hands. Garrett Pinkley fouled, and he'll have a chance to earn some free throws. Garrett Pinkley doesn't take a lot. Only 14 free throws taken coming into tonight. And he'll miss the 15th of the season. That'll knock him down below 64%. Another one coming for Garrett Pinkley. By the way, four team fouls for Festus, three for Hillsboro. Nowhere near the bonus yet. Garrett Pinkley gets one of two at the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. It's 47-42 Hawks. Tigers in the front court. Rickerman, a three from the corner, swatted away by Evan Worley. By Michael Brewer. And the Hillsboro student section shouting, "You got swatted." Oh, boy. 2:29 to play. Inbound for the Tigers. Rickerman in the corner to Branscombe along the baseline. Posting up Garrett Pinkley. And got fouled, did Branscombe. Whether it's Evan Worley or Garrett Pinkley, not yet sure. It's going to be on Pinkley. So Branscombe, hands on his hips, receives the ball from the man in stripes. Takes his time, looks at the ball, looks up, throws it up, and gets it to go. Branscombe making a living at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. Here comes number four. That one is up, and it's short. He's now 3 of 4. Battle for the loose ball. It's collected there at the free throw line by Garrett Pinkley. Over to Mark Moore. 2:20 to play in the fourth. 47-43 Hawks. Right to left they go. Middle of the floor, Lampkin gets around Branscombe to the top of the circle. Skip pass to the corner. Moore brings it down. Moore dribbles back along the sideline to midcourt. Still with it in the left hand. Now to the right. Back to the left. Riando stays with him. Now Moore gets around Riando. Shovels it into the corner. A wide open Lampkin three. He doesn't normally miss, but he does there. Garrett Pinkley can't corral the rebound. Loose ball on the baseline right side. Moore collects it. And before they can get up another shot, Coach Johnson calls a foul. Or, excuse me, a timeout. And it's a full timeout. Hillsborough 47, Festus 43. We got 1:55 to play. We'll take one final break and then all timeouts. We'll just keep it right here for you. Again, 47-43 Hillsborough with 1:55 to play. We're back in 30 on KJEP.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at parklandrx.com.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
47-43 Hillsborough leading Festus with 1:55 to play here in the fourth quarter. All of that up on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. Inbound for the Hawks out of the Johnson timeout to Brewer. He is wrapped up at the three-point line. That is just team foul number 5. They'll need two more Festus to put Hillsborough on the line. Austin Anderson coming in place of Barker to probably collect some fouls here. Barker's been pretty good offensively tonight for the Festus Tigers. He's got 3 points, but could have had at least 7 or 9. Inbound for Hillsborough along the sideline right in front of us. Ben Lampkins loses the ball at midcourt, collides shoulder to shoulder with Akil Muhammad, and Muhammad takes the brunt of it. And they're going to call a foul on Lampkins. It's kind of interesting because Garrett Pinkley was actually literally being hugged by Sylvester Thomas, and no call was coming. I don't know how the officials missed that. The fans certainly didn't. 1:40 to play. Doesn't matter. Here we go. Tigers down by 4. Rickerman at the volleyball line. Flips it over to the left side for Branscombe to Barker. Touches it back to Branscombe. On the wing, Branscombe forced to give it up to Riando. 1:25 to play. Branscombe thought about a 3. Has no shot. To the elbow for Thomas. Left side of the floor. Thomas into the body of Worley. Turns around, finds Branscombe left at the key. Branscombe dribbles to the wing. Still no shot for the Tigers. Precious time coming off. 1:10 to play. Riando left open for 3. Passes it up to Barker. To Thomas along the baseline. Through the paint. Kick pass to the corner. Riando to Branscombe. A 25-foot 3 is an air ball. 1 minute to play. Rebound Hillsborough and a foul in the backcourt as Sylvester Thomas wrapped up Garrett Pinkley. 40 seconds. Festus had the ball, and they take a bad 3-point shot and wind up having to foul Hillsborough. And Coach Johnson's going to bring off Garrett Pinkley, knowing that he is the worst free throw shooter on the floor at the moment. So he comes off. Festus needs one more to send Hillsborough to the line. There's Michael Brewer. They'll foul him. Anderson picks it up. 47-43 Hillsborough leading Festus. It's been this score since about the 2.5-minute mark. One-and-one situation for Michael Brewer and the Hillsborough Hawks. Brewer taking the most free throws this season for Hillsborough, 128 coming into tonight, shooting 70% from the line, and he gets the friendly bounce on the road to give Hillsborough a 5-point lead. Second free throw, back iron miss. Branscombe skies for the board, brings it down for the Tigers. Down by 5, the black and the gold with their home whites trying to cut into this deficit. Thomas over Evan Worley, rattles out. Tipped out to the corner by Worley, bringing it down more. He's fouled by Dabrian Barker. So Mark Moore to the free throw line for Hillsborough.
percentage-wise, their best free throw shooter at 90% coming into this game so far today. Moore is 1-for-2. Big-time free throws coming for Mark Moore. It's up. It's no good. Ball pinballing around, and Mark Moore collects it between four Tigers and then getting kicked in the face. Barker, whistle goes. And I'm trying to hear what the official's saying. He stopped the action because Barker was hurt on the floor. And so they're going to let Hillsborough keep the ball and give Barker the chance to get off the floor as Zach Lyles checks in for him. So an inbound near midcourt with 38 seconds to play. They go to the backcourt for Ethan Worley, and he is wrapped up by Muhammad. Ethan and Evan Worley transferred from Windsor right before the Christmas holiday. They've played seven games for the Hillsborough Hawks, and they've contributed nicely. Evan Worley averaging 12 a game coming into tonight, and so far he's got 14. Ethan Worley, 6 points a game, and tonight he's got two. They get three as he sinks the first Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw. 49-43, Hillsborough, 36 seconds to play. And Ethan Worley gets the second one to go through. Coach Johnson wants a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout, so we'll take it with him. It's Hillsborough 50, Festus 43, with 36 seconds left on KJ.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Ethan Worley hitting two big free throws to give Hillsborough a 7-point lead at 50-43 with 33 seconds to go in this fourth quarter, and we start the action. Again, it's Rickerman on the wing, dribbling about, finds Branscombe, no shot with Lampkins in front of him. Branscombe gives it up to Riando, attacks along the baseline, gets up and under Worley, finger rolls it off the glass and in, and takes the foul. An and one chance for Colin Riando. 57% free throw shooter. Riando needs this one to bring Festus to within four. He squats, he dribbles, he fires it up, and he misses. Rebound Hillsborough. Festus has to foul quickly. They do. Ethan, middle of the floor at midcourt, wrapped up by Branscombe. So Ethan Worley will be tested at the free throw line again. Hillsborough, by the way, looking to go 3-0 in the large schools conference standings. They've still got one more game against a conference opponent. That's Perryville on Tuesday. So if they win this one here and they win that one, they win the conference. Ethan Worley, free throw, yes. Coming in is Jason Johnson for the first time tonight for the Tigers. Cold off the bench, but he's one of their best three-point shooters. Ethan Worley rattles home the fourth free throw of this fourth quarter for him. 52-45 Hillsborough, 17 seconds to go. Inbound in the backcourt, Branscombe to Riando. Crosses the timeline, 12 seconds. Got to get up a quick shot. Branscombe attacks the right side of the rectangle. Bounce pass through it to Riando, tapped out by Brewer. 8.5 seconds to go. Festus has to get a shot up as soon as they inbound it and hope it goes in, and then foul, and then more free throws, and we'll see how it all comes out. Branscombe takes it to the volleyball line to Johnson. Elbow jumper, back iron miss, 4 seconds. Corralled by Lampkins, the rebound, and Lampkins has it poked away at the last second by Branscombe. But the Hillsborough Hawks dominate the fourth quarter, outscoring Festus 17-9. To improve to 19-4 this season, 3-0 in the large schools conference, as Festus falls to 15-7 overall and 2-2 in the conference. We got your Home Pools and Spas post-game show coming up next.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ledington exit.
Well, the Hillsboro Hawks hang on to beat the Festus Tigers at Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium on the campus of Festus High School. Final score 52-45. Hillsboro victorious. They now improved to 19-4 overall, 3-0 in the large schools conference, which means they are one win away from being large schools conference champions for the fourth year in a row. They've got Perryville on Tuesday in their way, and I'm sure they'll try to brush them aside when that game comes about. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and dive into your Home Pools and Spas postgame show. And first off, just sort of thoughts on the game. Festus came out. They had a much better first quarter than they did last time they played Hillsboro. The Hawks outscored them 26-4 in the first quarter of the third place game at the Central Christmas Tournament back in December. And Festus actually led 7-6 after one. Never in a million years, I'll be honest with you, did I think Hillsboro would be held to 6 points in one quarter. But Festus did it. Unfortunately, Hillsboro came alive in the second quarter, outscored them 18-8, had a 24-15 lead going into the third, but Festus battled back the heck they did, and they took a 36-35 lead into the fourth quarter, but Hillsboro and Festus trading quarters to be good in. Like I said, Festus number one, then Hillsboro number two, then Festus number three, and Hillsboro wins the fourth quarter. They win the ball game 52-45 by outscoring Festus 17-9 in that fourth quarter. So good win for Hillsboro, tough loss for Festus. They fall to 0-2 against the Hawks this year. And now the all-time series since 1999 stands at Hillsboro 24 and Festus 17. So Hillsboro has won the last eight games against the Festus Tigers. We'll pencil in this 52-45 victory. Let's get to your Bloomsdale Bank end of the game stats as we wait for the coaches to come up here for the postgame show. Let's go ahead and look at the visit. The team on the losing end, the Festus Tigers, here tonight. Their point totals are as follows: Cole Rickerman, a starter, with 2; Colin Riando with 8; Kobe Branscombe with 7; Dabrian Barker 3. Leading all scores, not just for Festus but for the ball game, Savez Thomas with 16, and then Akil Muhammad, second on the team, coming off the bench for the Tigers, had 9. Again, their total, 45. Hillsboro, they got 52, and they win. Mark Moore with 7, all coming in the second quarter. He was blanked the other 3 periods. 7 for Ben Lampkins, 6 for Ethan Worley, 3 for Garrett Pinkley off the bench, 14 for Evan Worley, and 15 for Michael Brewer. Evan Worley had a few blocked shots as well to add to his tally. And so when we bring Coach Johnson over here, we'll make that announcement that Evan Worley is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Again, 14 for Evan Worley. I imagine had at least 6 or 7 rebounds, if not a little bit more. Had a few blocked shots also. Hopefully Coach Johnson brings his scorebook with him. But either way, Evan Worley, a very good game on the interior for the Hillsboro Hawks. Helps them to a 52-45 victory. Before we take a break here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show, want to dive into our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear. This is what's coming up for you next week. On Monday, the Festus girls will travel to Bonterre to take on the North County Lady Raiders, and that game will be on J98 beginning at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, North County boys are coming to Ralph B. Tynes Gymnasium to take on the Festus Tigers. That game will also be on J98 with Mizzou and Arkansas men's basketball on KREI and KJEF for that Tuesday night. Wednesday, we got JEFCO women's basketball at MAC. That'll be on KREI and KJFF. And then on Saturday is the Class 3 District 3 tournament opening round. We'll get to broadcast the first half of the day, because we have Mizzou basketball coming on against Mississippi in the afternoon. So we'll have 3 games for you, and that includes Herky and Jefferson girls at 8:45 a.m. Yeah, next Saturday, 8:45 a.m., Class 3, District 3 opening round action, Herky and Jefferson, followed by St. Pius and Herky boys. And then our coverage of the opening round will end with St. Pius and Arcadia Valley on KREI and KJEF. So that's our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule for next week. Of course, if you don't remember all that, we'll, of course, be promoting it throughout the week on our Twitter handles, MyMoInfo Sports and KJEF Sports. So we got that for you. All right, let's go ahead and take a break here. We'll attach the headset for Coach Therrell and put him on this Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Again, the final score, Hillsboro 52, Festus 45. We're back in 1 minute here on KJEF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Everybody's going home, pool, spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from 2-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KJFF. Sitting down to my left is Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers. They fall here tonight on this Saturday, 52-45 at home to the Hillsboro Hawks. And Coach, I brought up a couple of times throughout the broadcast that the last time you guys played was the third-place game of the Central Christmas Tournament, and I think it was like 26-4 after one quarter, Hillsboro in the lead.
Not that bad.
Wasn't that bad?
No. I have the book there.
Was it 26-4 at some point?
No.
Okay.
That's okay. But
Well, anyway, the point I guess I was making on the broadcast was that you guys did a really good job of holding them to 6 points after one quarter. What was sort of working for you there?
So last game, 17-12 at the end of the first quarter against.
Oh, it was 41-23 at the end of the first half.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we were down big at halftime against.
That's what it was.
What was your question again? I'm sorry, I missed that.
My question was, how were you able to hold them to 6 points in the first quarter?
I thought we really competed well on the defensive end. Our big guys were able to limit Brewer and Worley just by being physical with them, being long, being athletic. We had a couple buckets that could have went down in that first quarter. I would still debate the travel on Branscombe. I didn't see a travel there that could have been an and one. That was pretty ridiculous. But
I think the long stride might have fooled the official.
Yeah, I guess. But other than that, we probably should have had a few more buckets there in the first quarter. But defensively, we competed.
Savez Thomas, I mean, he got his own, coach. Started the third quarter, first 8 points for you, 16 on the night. A guy that went into the post, and despite being, you know, out-heighted, if you will, by 4 inches by Evan Worley, still got his shots and still got his makes and looked really, really strong down low tonight for you.
I thought the thing that he did tonight, he did end up eventually forcing a few, but for the most part, he was under control, and he got his feet set and a good base and went up strong and finished. There was probably a couple more kickouts there that we could have had, but we had a tough time knocking down any shots. Of course, that's credit to them. They're good. They're athletic. They're long.
All right, Coach. Still have districts about a couple weeks away, and you got three games between now and then, North County, St. Genevieve, and Potosi. Three excellent opponents down south for you. What's Festus working on to improve themselves by the time districts come around?
Same thing that we talk about all the time. I thought we showed tonight that we can compete defensively even against really, really quality teams. I wish we could have finished it off there in the fourth quarter. But I think that we just got to keep getting better on the defensive end. I know North County comes in here Tuesday, and they have two really, really good players, and Carter Kikak and the Crow kid inside. So all those teams are going to offer some challenges for us, how we compete defensively. I think we need to keep sharing the ball, keep spreading it around. We're really, I think, a pretty good team when we make some shots, and tonight we just weren't able to make enough of them.
Coach Therrell, I spoke to Alicia Kinder, her maiden name, obviously.
Yes.
Her father, Kevin Kinder, inducted into the Festus Hall of Fame here tonight, and I got her comments and her thoughts on her father and then her husband, Ryan. He had some kind words to say as well. I just wanted to give you the floor as well and just sort of talk about your relationship with Mr. Kevin Kinder.
Well, Kevin was one of the most liked teachers in our district. Our kids still talk about him all the time. He taught health over at our middle school. And just the thing I'll remember about him is how friendly he was to everybody, both teachers and kids, and everybody really liked him. I thought that was a cool moment tonight for us to celebrate him. And I just think, you know, the Festus community really showed up and supported that, and I thought that was great.
Yes, it certainly was. Coach, best of luck to you against North County. We can't wait till district starts. I know it's about a week and a half away, but we're ready for it.
Right. We're winding down a little bit, but, a couple weeks before district, so we'll try to be ready.
All right, Coach Therrell, appreciate the time.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That is Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on the Home Bowls and Spas postgame show. We're back in 30 with Coach Johnson of the Hawks.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at parklandrx.com.
Welcome back onto the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Coach Johnson, and Coach Therrell reminding me that the 26-4 first quarter score was actually the Festus Farmington game, which was the semifinal game of the Central Christmas Tournament. And I appreciate Coach Therrell not calling me crazy to have brought up incorrectly that score from y'all's matchup. But, Coach, tonight they held you to 6 points in the first quarter. And then the second quarter you exploded, got 18, outscored them. I think it was like 18-8 or something like that, and had a comfortable 9-point lead going into the break. But what was the key to the turnaround from the first to the second quarter?
Comfortable. I don't know about
It,
no, you're right.
It was comfortable at the time.
You're right. Well, the difference was we turned it over seven times in the first quarter, and we turned it over two times in the second quarter.
Gotcha.
We're pretty good and can put a lot of points on the board if we get a shot up, you know. And in that first quarter, for whatever reason, we were trying to force it, you know, off of one pass, no pass. And Festus is just too good, too athletic, and too well-coached defensively, especially to think that you can just throw it to one side and go get a bucket. You know, you got to work the ball on offense. If you're not getting into something in transition, you got to keep the ball moving and keep them guys, you know, running side to side and trying to force some long closeouts. If not, you know, they just sit down and guard you, and they keep you in front, and they limit you to one or no shots. And our guy, we got some guys that they got some itchy trigger fingers, man. If we can't get something easy in a hurry, you know, then we start thinking that you know, we got to get something off quickly, and that's not good. And it was bad in the first quarter, and that's what led them back in the third quarter. You know, we come back out and turned it over five times in the third quarter, and that erased that comfortable 9-point lead you were talking about. So just a game of runs. We can make runs when we get a shot off. You know, if we don't turn it over, we can score. And, you know, that was kind of what we talked about. We got to value the basketball more. Credit to their defense as well. Like I said, they get after you, and they play solid. They don't break down, and they force you to work hard. And sometimes kids don't want to work hard to get a good shot.
Sylvester Thomas, I brought it up to Coach Therrell. Had a really good game inside against it was pretty much Sylvester and Evan Worley matched up all night long. He got his points. Evan Worley got his. Talk about that battle tonight.
Yes, Sylvester was tough to stop down there, you know, and he's a guy, you know, I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's easier to stop a guy that's just a on the block post threat. You can kind of deny him catches. You can try to push him away and make him catch it out of his comfort zone. When you got a guy that can score on the block and then can also score, you know, drive it from the free throw line, from the high post, it makes it just a difficult matchup. And he can, and he did some stuff tonight that you know, we're trying to take it off of his left hand, and he was going right on us. He spinning back to the right and finishing. He had a really good game, and we were fortunate, you know, time ran out, or maybe he got some foul troubles or whatever. We didn't have an answer for him in there. Evan battled with him. Michael battled with him, and when he did miss or he did have to kick out, we happened to get some good defensive rebounds. Evan was big for us on offense down here, pulling some boards, and really I felt like he was efficient. Every time he caught it around the basket, I felt like he turned and put it in. I haven't taken a look at stats much yet, but yeah, that was definitely a good battle all night, two good players.
Coach, there was a moment, I believe it was in the fourth quarter, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm about 98% sure, Worley blocked a shot at the rim. This was early on in the fourth quarter, led to a fast break. He hustles. He goes the full distance. You know, like I said, he blocked a shot. It was either Moore or Lampkins had the ball. Got it. Moore wound up being at the rim. He missed the layup, but Worley sprinted all the way from the back to the front. Was there for the rebound on the putback.
Yeah, that was a big momentum play for us there. You know, he's Evans is as good a shot blocker as anybody around. You know, and he does. He's athletic and he's got a good motor. And you know, with the guards that we have, if you'll run the floor as a big man, you know, you're going to have opportunities to score, whether it's them dropping it to you or, you know, them going all the way to the rim and you getting a chance to clean something up. So that was a big play, and like I said, Evan was big for us all night.
Was that a defining play for you, sort of summing up, you know, the type of basketball that Hillsboro is good at doing, and that's blocking shots and using that to get into their transition game?
Well, you know, I would prefer that we're not in position to block shots a lot. That means somebody beat us off the dribble,
okay,
or somebody has caught the ball, you know, near the rim. We'd like to keep it away from there as much as possible. But that was, you know, you know, it's as hard as you can go, you know, for as long as you can go. And, you know, Evan did that for us.
Michael Brewer, of course, gets his own coach, 15 points tonight, blocked a couple of shots as well. I noticed looking at the stats before the game that Evan, who's got maybe a third of the games that Michael Brewer has for you guys, obviously because Evan and Ethan transferred, but he's got just about as many blocked shots. So it goes to show that you've got some, you know, you got some two very capable blockers down low with Brewer and Evan Worley, and obviously that can be some trouble for some guys. But as you move forward, you get Perryville. That's a, you know, you win that game, you win the large schools conference. I believe it'd be the fourth year in a row that you would do that. But Perryville's no easy task, and then you wrap up the season before district play with Farmington. What's Coach Johnson drilling into his guys between now and districts?
Well, I can tell you, you know, from the last two games that we've played, it's just, you know, value in the basketball, like I started out talking about. You know, we turned it over 14 times Thursday night against Seckman, you know, what I consider unforced, and we turned it over 15 times tonight. So that's something we got to clean up, because you roll into the district tournament and have a night where you turn it over 15 times and you play a hot opponent, you know, that turns those turnovers into points, your season, you know, could end very abruptly. You know, or if you're a senior, your career could end very abruptly. So that's what we're stressing going forward is, you know, we got to value the basketball and, you know, obviously try to stay healthy and clean up some other things and make sure that we're as sharp as possible here going into this last stretch. But, you know, going into Perryville, that's always a tough place to play, you know, and they got the Brown kid down there that can light it up. He gets 30 on a regular basis. So, you know, we'll have to get a look at them. And we had a weird week this week with the makeup on Saturday where we had to go Thursday, Saturday. So we really need to take tomorrow off to get a little rest, and we only have one day to prep to head down to Perryville. So that'll be a challenge for us. Hopefully we're up to it, and then, you know, finish up with Farmington, like I said, senior night. But obviously Perryville is the focus now, and couldn't get out of here without talking about the contribution we got tonight, from Garrett Pinkley. It seemed like all the loose balls, all the 50-50 balls. I'm not sure what he shows up in a stat line, but he was kind of a defensive fixer for us and pulled down a bunch of big rebounds and had a really nice drive all the way to the rim one time there that where we really needed a bucket, and he got one for us. I thought Garrett was huge for us tonight.
Well, I'm glad Garrett gets a little love here tonight, Coach. Yeah, three second-half points, including two in the third quarter. You mentioned he got a bucket, so that was that for him. All right, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Safe travels back home. Stay warm, and we'll see you down the line. Before we do head out, just want people to know, when is the district seed meeting?
Our seed meeting will be this coming Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
9 o'clock Wednesday morning. We are hosting this year.
Okay.
And so we'll know, you know, who and when our first round matchup and all that kind of stuff will be Wednesday morning.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Coach, appreciate the
coverage.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
That is Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks. Got some things to get through before we wrap up the broadcast here tonight. Excuse me. That includes our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, which ties into our McDonald's fast break of the game as well. So we'll tell you about those two here in a second. It was the block shot by Evan Worley leading to a transition bucket where Mark Moore missed the layup. It was either Moore or Lampkins missed the layup, and then Worley with the backside rebound got it to go in to help that little possession sort of change momentum, as Coach Johnson alluded to, for this ball game in that fourth quarter, which Hillsboro ended up outscoring Festus 17-9 to win it 52-45. So that is the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game and the McDonald's fast break of the game. Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay included. You can call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. And go visit your local McDonald's. They've got tasty breakfast, and it's pretty fast. And your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. It is really another great reason to wake up to the favorites that you love. So, again, those two are the Evan Worley block and the transition game there in full force for Hillsboro, with Worley benefiting from a layup. So those are those two things. Again, our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game is Evan Worley, 14 points, quite a few boards, a couple of block shots here and there, including that one that led to the fast break. All right. One more thing, I promise. You can listen to this and all of our games at MIMOinfo.com, courtesy of Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. You can mow with an attitude. Coles Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. We'll do a game recap and have the full game audio up on MyMoInfo.com as well as on Twitter on KJF Sports later on this evening. Also, you can check out the games, or the pictures from our game tonight from the broadcaster's perspective. Again, we're behind the visitor's bench here next to the scorer's table, so I'll show you my point of view on some things. I got some photos on our Instagram account on KJFF Sports. Please give us a follow there. That'd be cool. And I want to thank Hal Neisler back in the KJF studio for punching the on-off button. I am Matt Greenwood signing off from Ralph Biedtine's Gymnasium. Kevin Kinder got inducted into the Festus Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, Hillsboro spoils the end of the evening with a 52-45 victory. Again, my name is Matt Greenwood for KJFF. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.